frustrated when I hear about other people.
We have 43 million
in
that one.
At the same time, we must always be
50 million people are
involved.
And I'll tell you what,
why so many of my friends get thrown in with Donald Trump, despite what I think should be underlying real concerns and suspicions about where his influence are and where his gut is. And as much as Donald Trump has disavowed any responsibility for the economic nightmare and the bankruptcies in Atlantic City, he's a particularly linked to it. And to point this out, he called me on Twitter a dummy, D-U-M-B-Y. I'm the dummy, right? A dummy. And stupid. He said you're more stupid. Overall, you're stupid, okay? To think of that some of us acquire large and vast amounts of wisdom and experience over the years, some of us don't learn from that. That aside, because I care about the direction of this country, because I care about
the media, we went out and covered this. We covered this over a week and a half ago.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to roll that back a little bit. Bernie Sanders has said he believes that
Given
what happened in Paris last night?
Really? Because I think he was saying some...
See, Merry Christmas again, because I don't see it anymore. I don't see it. Remember, it used to be
Procedures. And we can do that.
They're coming down.
You sign them up at different, but it's all about management.
Now,
our country has no management.
Let's think out loud and show me where I'm wrong.
They have to be.
What is the point of terrorism?
The key.
It is to get you
country,
to change,
but
to
they
be
have to
so
come
afraid
thank you
that you change your behavior and
not be the same thing
as they want
Jews
you to
register
do.
Not in Germany.
So while they haven't used guns, they are using intimidation and threats of violence and shouting you down, blackballing you, whatever it takes. You don't know what you're dealing with. And they are terrorizing you. What do you think that is when one of the girls who supported Black Lives Matter at Dartmouth, and she was in the library and she was studying, and they pulled her out of her seat and said, "You effing white bee," she started crying.
The bee situation is very closely linked to the worldwide
Because she was filled with
yesterday
terror.
In the House of Representatives, a bill to pause the inflow of Syrian refugees into America.
And I think
that
we need to start calling it. I think we need
47 Democrats said yes, put a pause
Thanks
on
so
the
much,
inflow of Syrian
us,
refugees.
So you just met
Congressman Seth Moulton joins us now. He's a Democrat from Massachusetts. He served in Iraq,
flowers,
and
believe,
he had opened his home to an Iraqi refugee and brought him to America.
State of the investigation.
That's right. He actually came
Look,
the issue right now is, should we put a pause on the continuing inflow of Syrian migrants coming into America?
And the candles and the wreaths that have been laid down for those who were victims of this attack. We laid flowers from Hawaii and Miley.
She can mean screw you. For almost 2,000 years, Christians have been lawyering the Bible to try and figure out how love thy neighbor can mean hate thy neighbor, and how turn the other cheek can mean. Martin Luther King gets to call himself a Christian because he actually practiced loving his enemies. And Gandhi
was
so fucking Christian.
Can I ask you about the Supreme Court? You made some comments
if you rejoice in revenge, torture, and war,
hey, that's what I call the weekend.
You cannot say you're a follower of the God who explicitly said, love your enemies. And the next line is, and if that doesn't work, send a titanium fang dog to rip his nuts off.
I'd like to have a moment of silence.
He had some strong words of his own for the governor
of the Paris Ohio. Attacks, please.
Thank you very much. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Xbox has been hiding under his desk from several pictures.
Described as bearded man, this man was killed. Uniformed cops and SWAT teams buzzed the area. A police dispatcher later confirming
they have driven around up to people saying they are from ISIS and they are ISIS.
Cops never caught the man, but now believe they were probably just joking around.
It was my
name. Not amused. It just doesn't work.
I've never had a greater day. Arrest me for saying something on the air and quashing my First Amendment right. So, Sheriff Mack, I'm going to turn it over to you for some words to these fine people.
It was my
thank you. I've never had a greater day. I just don't know when I've had a greater day. And to watch those cows with the rest of you, when it was so, I've never heard such reverence and such a solemn, peaceful, touching moment in my life. And it was watching cows. And the hoofs of those cows represented freedom and liberty to me. And I loved watching it, and those cowboys were the best heroes I've seen in a long time. I don't know where Clive got to, but I have to have Clive and his wife, and one or the other or both. Can security still get me Clive back here? Is there any way? Did he leave? All right. You don't think he's here? We took care of the cows already, man. Well, hey, I've got a pocket full of sunshine. Almost like sounds like a song. Joyce Riley of the Power Hour and her listeners, a lot of you, have donated over $2,000 to the Bundy family. And we wanted to make sure they got it, and I don't want to carry this around anymore. So, is one of the sons or daughters or somebody here? You're going to have to show me your identification, and I get to frisk you. Which one are you? Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, a lot of people got together last night. That's why I was a little late getting here last night. I spoke at a Tea Party rally in Phoenix, and they raised some of that money, too. There's about $2,200 in there. And Don't you think that this has been just a little bit of financial burden on them?
Muslims around the world experience everyday terrorism. Yes, I'm talking about the wife whose husband can beat her with impunity, the gay person who, if he comes out, will be put to death, the maid who can be raped with impunity, the intellectuals in the Muslim world who would like to speak out, but they see bloggers getting killed, or the artists who would like to paint what they want and they can't. I don't know why liberals can't stand up for those people. Those are the Muslims on whose side you should be.
They're the ones who are being punished by...
That's okay.
You're saying,
oh, it's 8%. 8%.
can't do that.
Okay,
6 million people agree.
No,
that
ISIS
is
the
entire country.
This guy's facing
drama.
I'm like really high with them, because then it's a different even still from this. But let me try to get my calmer voice. Yeah, I'm really like, it's fun. It's cool.
This is before people knew who he was. Crime was
probably had any business.
One potential juror after another. One after another. They would not be willing to find someone guilty for only having a few buds of marijuana in their possession.
Something good.
Eventually, because he couldn't find
it. Think about it. Why did
probably
he have to say
not going
to
assume something good running around.
Now we're leaving. Why did he have to say we're
probably
leaving?
Not going to assume something good about that running around the neighborhood. Probably.
You know, we've had the debate. The debates. I love these debates. I love doing it. The problem is, okay.
Probably
so they do this
not going to assume
something good. Rudge is great. He's a great guy, by the way. But they have drugs.
Probably.
And they have Time magazine. How's this
something
cover good? That I have no power of time. We should come with that. Today.
Probably.
But they have Time and they have Slate. They have all these things. And
good.
I win every one of them by a lot.
Probably. Not going to do something good.
It's now going up to 20 or 21 trillion with a ridiculous budget. Did you ever see a budget pass so easily?
Promiscuous biochemical.
One of the things that